Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm Denise Nakano, and here's what's happening. Police are trying to identify the shooters who opened fire after a football scrimmage and killed a Roxborough High School football player and wounded four of his teammates. Police have identified the deceased victim as 14-year-old Nicholas Elizalde of Havertown. Here's KYW's Tim Jimenez.
A student at Saul High School nearby, that's on Henry Avenue, not far from here. Now, the reason he played for Roxborough is because Saul does not have a football team. Now, his four teammates who were shot, they are recovering and expected to at least physically be okay from what happened. Now, this morning, as you mentioned, class is in session here at Roxborough. There is a strong police presence. That started earlier this morning when the students arrived, and there are still some officers still here stationed outside of the building. Teachers Union rep LaShawna Coleman says many families decided to keep their kids home today. Those who are here, they're trying to process all this.
Some kids are angry. Some kids are just sad. They're like, why is this happening? We had a conversation with the 16-year-old boy today for about 20 minutes who went on about what are the adults doing to keep us safe.
And that's the big thing here. This is supposed to be a place that is safe for these students.
Police say they do not have a motive at this time. Jury selection begins today in the retrial of Philadelphia City Councilman Kenyatta Johnson, his wife, and two charter school executives on federal bribery charges. We get more now from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
In the first trial, prosecutors spent 2 weeks presenting 20 witnesses and hundreds of documents to try to prove an alleged bribery scheme in which the two charter school executives contracted Johnson's wife, who was an education consultant, to build a network of donors. But prosecutors said the contract was actually a bribe to Johnson for help with real estate the charter school's parent company was trying to develop in Johnson's district. The jury was unable to reach a verdict. U.S. Attorney Jacqueline Romero talked about the decision to retry the case in an interview last month.
We believed it was the just case to bring when we indicted it. We believed it was just when we took it to trial. And we continue to believe it is a just case.
Defense attorneys have said there's no evidence of wrongdoing in the case, and they don't believe prosecutors can get a guilty verdict. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Employees at Delaware County Memorial Hospital were joined by community leaders and politicians calling on Crozier Health to reconsider plans to close the hospital's emergency room and turn it into a behavioral health facility. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melworth.
Bridget McDermott has worked at Delaware County Memorial Hospital for 33 years, currently a nurse in the emergency room. She says employees were blindsided by last week's announcement by Crozier Health.
It's always been like one big happy family. We thought they were going to reopen the ICU, and next thing you know it, they're closing us. So the staff is heartbroken.
Crozier Health plans to close the ER as they transition the hospital into a 100-plus bed behavioral health facility. Upper Darby Councilwoman Lisa Ferraglia worked at Delaware County Memorial Hospital for more than 20 years. She says the closure will have a significant impact on the community.
With over 82,000 residents that live in Upper Darby, we need a hospital here. We need our nurses, we need our doctors, we need our ER, we need our operating room.
Ferraglia is also on the borough's public safety committee. She says while she understands the need for more behavioral health beds, she worries about putting it here.
Right between two schools, Upper Darby High School and Bonner Apprendi.
Crozier Health says the changes across Delaware County will provide better access to all patients while addressing the changing nature of health care. Well, area food banks are struggling to make ends meet as the cost of food rises. And as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo, inflation is making it even more difficult to help people who need it most.
Fred Wozniak, CEO of the Food Bank of South Jersey, says as the cost of food and fuel rises, demand for help is back to pandemic levels.
As we started to see the inflation numbers for the last three, 4 months, we have been serving in that range of 92 to 95,000 people a month.
He says it's getting more expensive to serve them.
With the inflation, our costs are up 20%.
The food bank supplements 200 South Jersey nonprofits, including the Friends of Clementon Food Pantry, where Director David Cornwell says clients face a difficult choice.
People are scurrying, trying to save every penny they can to get housing and, you know, to leave them nothing for food.
Cornwell says his overhead costs have skyrocketed over the last 2 years.
They've probably tripled since we opened.
The pantry is holding a car show and fall festival Saturday at Clementon Park and Splash World to raise funds. There's a new piazza, bocce court, and statue at Cooper River Park to honor Italian-American heritage. And as we hear from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty, it's Camden County's plan to include cultural education as part of the recreational activities at the park.
An Italian flag flies alongside the American flag at the newly constructed piazza at Cooper River Park in Pensauken. Nearby, a statue of a lion honors Italian Americans. The bocce court is named after longtime public servant Luca Pelli Sr. His son, Commissioner Director Luca Pelli Jr., says it's a tremendous honor for their family.
This is part of a park where we have recognized many different nationalities, and so having a spot like this for Italian Americans is very special.
And of course, the amenities are open to everybody. The bocce court is handicap accessible. There's a big party here on Saturday to kick off Italian Heritage Month. In Pensauken, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Denise Nakano. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.